G'day friends, and welcome to Happy Days. This is your pal Jesse on the mic, thanking each and every single one of you for taking the time to listen to this podcast, proudly brought to you by my very own Freak Productions, home of all my creative work. I'd love it if you could support the cause. I create comic books, write novels, this very podcast that you're listening to, as well as my Friday podcast, Freaky Friday, with my pal Jake Reedy, as well as also our fun pop culture podcast, Rad, every Saturday. Made with love, and all my comic books and novels, pretty much for the most part, self-funded and created with the assistance and help of many great people, too many to mention, to be honest. And I recycle every single week to finance what I do. The money goes and supports extremely talented artists in third world countries, and even artists over here in Australia. And they help me bring these incredible and powerful stories to life, like the comic book series Freakenstein, and also my upcoming new comic book Furious, based on my Furies trilogy of novels, and also my debut manga comic Damien. I've got lots of other projects on the horizon that you'll be hearing about in due course. But enough of that. If you want to support Freak Productions and support my work, please go to www.frekproductions.com. You can leave a donation or you can support and buy one of my books. I'll happily sign and throw in some extras for you. Now, let's get on with the show. This week's episode is a damn fine good episode. Every episode I get excited about. And this person I have tremendous respect for and admiration. I've been watching closely on the radar for some time. Shannon Lee Sloan is the promoter of the Moondoll Festival, which is happening on June 4th at the Mansfield Tavern. Tickets still available, and it's a fantastic event. I'm absolutely excited for Shannon. She's put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this thing, as any good promoter does with their events and festivals. But Shannon is really, you know, overcoming a lot of challenges. And challenges that I talk about, like, that we talk about on this episode, include juggling many hats. And funny enough, she works in a hat shop, and talks about the relevance and connection of hats and music, which is really cool. She also is a mother of three children and, you know, as well as, you know, having a partner, all of which just helps drive and fuel her passion for what she does. It's an incredible and inspiring story. And there is some key advice in there for people looking to become promoters or even just be inspired to do something in music. It's highly achievable, and I can definitely vouch for Shannon, saying that she is legit. And, you know, speaking from experience myself, being a promoter once upon a time, you know, I proudly supported so many bands over the years from my time at the Hard Rock Cafe, putting on shows, so many memorable nights, and, you know, giving bands that no one else would give a chance to, giving them a platform to be heard. And nothing makes you more proud than watching bands that finally get a chance go out and do great things and build their own platform and go on to just kick major goals here, there, and everywhere. And I've seen many great bands do that, like, you know, helping bands like the Delta Riggs early on in the piece, you know, watching friends play in bands that would go on and play in bands like Wolf Mother. You know, it's incredibly inspiring to, you know, watch others go on and achieve great things. And that's from, you know, being able to do great things yourself and provide an opportunity for others to do those things, if that makes any sense. But anyway, the reason why I say all that is because I feel that connection with Shannon. I see a lot of, you know, a lot of what I've done in the past, you know, come full circle and repeat itself through
the actions and tremendous work that Shannon's doing with Moondoll Festival. She is an incredibly well-spoken human being. I've got nothing but respect for her. And this is a really wonderful episode. I absolutely encourage you to tell all your friends about it. Anyone in the music world, you know, pass it on to them. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button. If you don't hit it, that's fine. That's no problem at all. Like I say every week, I don't chase thousands of followers or listeners. I'm not into any of that bullshit. I'm more into inspiring happiness and inspiring others to go out and live their best life and do great things. That's the basis of why I do Happy Days. That's why I started it, and that's why I continue it. So without further ado, let's get into this episode with Shannon Lee Sloan of the Moondoll Festival here on the Happy Days podcast. Shannon, how are you, mate?
I'm really well. Jesse, how are you?
Fantastic. It's great to be talking to you.
Yeah, and you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for accepting my invitation to share your Happy Days with me.
Yeah, that's super cool. I'm very excited to be chatting with you. It's been a while.
It's been a minute. Yeah, absolutely. I thought it'd be really cool to get you on here because, you know, the whole basis of Happy Days is to obviously, you know, put smiles on dials, but also to inspire people to go out and live their best life through the inspiring stories of people like yourself.
Oh, that's amazing. What an honor to be a part of it. Yeah. I was having a look at some of your other recent episodes. So I really have to get listening. There's a few I've missed. So,
well, that's okay. Yeah. That's all good. Yeah. You know, like, you know, everything happens in good time. So that's what I was. And so I'm a very patient person. So, yeah. But let's enough about me and this. Let's talk about you. Man, you are the promoter, creator, everything of the Moondoll Festival.
Yeah, that's right.
It's an achievement.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's something I always wanted to do. When I was younger, I absolutely loved going to gigs and festivals. I'm a big 90s grunge child, so my biggest thing was Livid festivals and big day outs and things like that. Yeah. So ever since back then, I used to dream about doing it myself one day. And started off small with a few little gigs here and there, and then it's progressed into Moondoll Festival, and it's getting bigger every year, which is exciting.
That's so cool. And let me ask you, like, what satisfaction did you get early on in the piece with, you know, when you first started putting gigs on? Like, obviously it's not as easy as just, you know, slapping together a few bands and off you go. It's, you know, there's a little bit of work involved being there, done that. But for you, like, how was it for you, like, the process to the, you know, to seeing it all come to fruition?
It's look, it might sound a bit cliche, but honestly, when I started doing it, and even now and forever, I do it for the love and the passion of music and of supporting music. And I'm really big on, I love putting on shows where you've got some new up and coming bands and then you've got some bigger name bands, because I think that's a really great experience for all involved.
Agreed.
So, yeah, I really enjoy the whole process of it. It's definitely not an easy, simple thing. I think some people perhaps might perceive it to be. I mean, even myself, when I was younger and going to gigs and events, I was very naive as to what went on behind the scenes. And all I did was go and have a good time, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. But there's a lot more to it. I thoroughly enjoy it. And one of the biggest things I get a real kick out of is, for example, Moondoll, when it was Moondoll Metal Fest, when it focused on just metal, it now focuses on all genres. But I put on Moondoll Metal Fest at the Back Room a few years ago, and I put on a band called Old Town. Yep. And don't know if you've heard of them. They are phenomenal. Yeah. They're so good, and they're really so much fun live. So I put them on that bill, and a lot of people that were there hadn't heard of them before, and they all came up to me afterwards going, who is this band? Like, what is this band? They're amazing. Thank you for putting them on here so that I could discover them. And so things like that are just really heartwarming and lovely and enjoyable, because I know that these bands are amazing and I want people to see them. So being able to put them up there on the stage at a gig where people who might not usually, you know, see them, they get to see them at things like festivals. So
that's amazing, man. I love that attitude and mindset. I mean, that was pretty much the same attitude and mindset I carried, you know, in my years of promoting and putting on shows myself. So I absolutely respect and applaud your efforts in that. That's so good.
Thank you. Awesome.
Yeah, man, that's really good. I mean, obviously, you know, it goes without saying, you know, did you encounter the trials and tribulations of putting on shows with, you know, obviously not all shows go to plan and things go wrong?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, how did you handle those challenges as a promoter and booker of shows? Did you, you know, did you keep your head level and, you know, just keep cool? Or?
I'd like to say yes, but, yeah. You know, let's be honest here.
Yeah.
And this is even before COVID hit and we had all the troubles that we've got with COVID. There's always some sort of chaos with doing anything like this. So yeah, you'll have bands that'll pull out last minute. That really grinds my gears as well, but it depends on the situation.
And
the reasons for and all the rest of it. So, you know, but yeah, look, a lot goes on. Nothing's ever completely smooth sailing, but you've got to expect that, I guess. I sort of, even though I've been doing it for a few years now and I work in the music world in other ways, I still class myself as a fairly baby promoter, if you like.
Yeah, for sure.
I've still got a lot to learn and a lot to come. But I certainly, every time I put on another gig or another show, there's always something new to learn and some new obstacle to overcome and things like that. But yeah, I do my best to remain calm. I have a lot of support now from my partner. When I first started putting on shows, I didn't have him in my life, but I do now, and he's like my rock. So
that's awesome.
He's one of the managers at the Mansfield Tavern, which is awesome. Where Moondoll is this year. And so he's used to putting on events and shows and things. So he's used to things going wrong and having to fix them. And so, yeah, he's very helpful at helping me to keep a clear head and a calm mind when things go wrong.
That's so good, man. That's it. And, you know, I've been learning this I already knew this, but, you know, I'm learning it more and more from people that I speak to, especially on this podcast. You know, I'm hearing the same song going that, you know, you achieve the great success by surrounding yourself with like-minded and positive thinking people.
100,000,000%. I couldn't agree with you more. And one thing that I'm very excited about and almost like I actually get teary thinking about it, but the group of people involved with Moondoll Festival that are helping me, and gosh, even now, sorry, I'm very tired.
It's fine.
feeling quite emotional about it.
Yeah,
I'm really, really blessed to have some amazing people that are incredibly supportive and helping me do this. I do Moondoll, to give a really rough sort of background of me and who I am, I'm a mum with three kids. I work in retail. I do lots of other things. So Moondoll is something that whilst I have big dreams for it to be really big, obviously at this point I need a lot of help and support from friends and people in the industry that want to help me make it happen. And yeah, incredibly grateful to have that sort of support around me. And I just happen to be really fortunate that I seem to have a good friend in almost every creative sector that you could possibly need. You know, I know people that do like my media guy, I call him Brody from New Future Social. He does all my posters and things like that. He's just amazing. And then I know lots of brilliant artists and things. Emma from Emetic Art she is amazing. She's done the Moondoll design this year for me.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously I pay everyone and all that sort of thing, but we all look after each other. So we do things to help each other out as well. So
that's what it's all about. Yeah.
Exactly. Supporting each other. And that network is a really beautiful thing.
I love that. That's, man, that's amazing and inspiring to hear that. That's so cool. Yeah. And the fact that you're a mum with three kids, man, like, I knew you were a mum, but I didn't know you had three kids. I thought you had one kid, but man, that's an accomplishment in itself and obviously a challenge in itself. How do you juggle, you know, work life, mum life, promoter life without, you know, losing your head?
Yeah, juggle is the word. That's the operative word. Yeah.
I mean, how do you go from 1 minute with, you know, watching, you know, Bob the Builder or whatever, you know, Paw Patrol or whatever, and then going to, you know, hitting Johnny Grunge and listening to Soundgarden to, to retail life. I don't know, man. That's a huge juggle.
Well, funnily enough, I sell hats. That's my day job. So yeah. I like to refer to it as I wear different hats depending what I'm doing. So I'm wearing my sales hat when I'm at work. I'm wearing my mum hat when I'm at home with the kids. Yeah. And then I wear my, I jokingly call it my rock star hat when I'm out doing music stuff, you know. Awesome. So sometimes I wear all three, which is ridiculous. And that's when it gets a bit overwhelming because no one should wear three hats at once.
You know, I tell myself that all the time and it never works.
Yeah. Well, you're like me in that sense too. Yeah. I know you do a lot of things because you've got your comic book, you've got your podcast, you've got your band, you've got lots of creative endeavors and different things going on. So I think we can probably relate to each other a little bit there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I don't know about you, but look, I get bored if there's nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I love being busy. I thrive on being busy and I really, really enjoy all the things that I do in my life. Like I love my job. I love the music side of things and I love my kids. So, and my partner and I'm very blessed. So sometimes it does get a bit overwhelming. There are times when, you know, if the kids are sick and then, you know, I've got extra shifts at work and then I've got pressure from things that like deadlines for things in the music world. And it gets a bit overwhelming from time to time. But I think you just have to do your best to give yourself a bit of downtime and then sort of reassess things and go, okay, what needs to be done first and just sort of get through things and tick the boxes as you go.
Yeah. Well said, man. Yep. Well said. I really, really appreciate that. You mentioned challenges. I'm curious as like, as a, you know, as a fairly young promoter in, as you mentioned in this game, like what challenges, you know, what are the, some of the, you know, more unique challenges that you've faced to date so far?
I think that's an interesting question. There's one of the biggest challenges, I guess, is self-doubt and things like that and thinking like, oh, can I do this and should I keep going? Like when I first started doing it, I did do it quite lightheartedly at the beginning and then I sort of thought, no, I actually really enjoy this and I want to keep doing it. I think a challenge is making people notice and realize that what you're doing is not just some –
What does one do during a lockdown of 2 years? One gets creative. What started with a novel morphed into comic books. It evolved into creating and composing music, and the list goes on. Freak Productions is the creative hub of me, myself, and I, Jesse Drachman. I'd love it if you could support the cause. Go to www.frewkproductions.com. It's freaking rad. You can find my podcast there. You can leave a crisp high five, literally, and check out some great work. I'm proud of it, and I know you are too. Thanks so much for supporting Freak Productions. Back to the show.
Yes. So we were talking about challenges.
Challenges. Yeah, I can't remember what I was saying.
Now. Well, start again.
challenges. Well, I think one of the things is I was going to say being taken seriously by other promoters and things like that. So I'm very fortunate that there are some other promoters around Brisbane and surrounds that I'm friends with that are very supportive of me, and we're also very supportive of each other. So we've really been helping each other, and especially through COVID times and other things that have been going on. But then there's been some others, and I won't mention names because I'm not that sort of person. And you know, bless everybody. I have no hard feelings towards anybody, but I think there have been some that maybe have been doubtful of what I'm doing and that sort of thing. And so challenges, I would say, is sort of just keeping on going, and even if people are doubting you, just going, no, well, I can do this. I can put on a big festival and it can be a success. So challenges would be, I think I mentioned self-doubt before, so you've got to get over your own fears.
Yes.
And then doubt from the haters. You know, haters going to hate whatever they say.
and there's always the tall poppy syndrome that is so prevalent in this country.
Yeah, unfortunately, there are people that are like, I've been doing this for years, you know, get some time up, you don't know what you're doing, you're very green, you're very new, what? And I'm like, you know what, no, I can do this, because, you know, not to blow my own horn, but I'm going to a little bit.
Go for it.
Music is a big, big, deep-rooted passion of mine and has been for a long time. And, I mean, I'm not saying I know everything, I certainly don't. I mentioned earlier there's a lot to learn.
Every day is a school day.
100,000,000%. Yes. But yeah, I think I can do this, and you know, what I've put on so far, people have come and really enjoyed. I've got people that are excited for it to be happening again. So that's all very positive.
That's so cool. I think it's important that people like you exist and do what you do. Cause I mean, the more festivals, the better, like, you know, especially after the last 2 years we've had. I think it's really important for us to get back to a place where, you know, we can go and enjoy music again and discover those new bands that people like you are bringing to the forefront. I think that's fantastic.
Thank you. I agree. And there's room for more. Like, everyone, if you want to do it, give it a go. It's not a walk in the park. You do have to be willing to face challenges and other things. The other challenge, of course, would be the financial side of it.
Yeah.
So a lot of people that put on really big festivals are very fortunate that they have a lot of funding behind them, or festivals that have built up over the years, like Dead of Winter, that have built up from something small to something huge, and therefore budgets will roll over year to year, and they'll be able to put more into each one. When you're a younger promoter or a newer promoter, anyone who works in the music industry knows that it's not easy to make money and to cover costs and things like that. So costs are certainly a challenge, but to me, every single moment, every single bit of energy and love and passion and money and everything that I put into it is all worth it when I'm there on the day and I look around and I see people having the time of their lives, and I see bands being showcased that should be. And to me, all music deserves to be celebrated. And that's one of the things about Moondoll too, is that it's a very mixed genre festival, which a lot of festivals tend to focus on particular genres or even ones that sort of go together. But I've gone like completely out of that, and I've got everything from metal to punk to rock to country to folk to soul to the first year I put Moondoll Festival on, it was mostly metal, but I had a hip hop band thrown on in the middle.
That's so cool, man. That's awesome.
So yeah, I'm really big on including all genres. And another thing with Moondoll is this year especially, I've expanded it to be not just music, but art and fashion and market stalls. So we've got lots of small business owners and artists and people that can have stalls there and promote their things and their art and sell things and just network as well, because I think something that's really awesome about music is that you can have music, you can have fashion, you can have art, you can have creative people, and generally there's all something there that is connected. And people, you know, are on the same sort of wavelength and interested in the same things. And then you put them all together and it's like, wow, this is just something amazing. Like, you know,
I think that's fantastic, man. Like, you know, the diversity and range of what you're providing for the general public. I think that's, you know, fantastic and appealing. And obviously, you know, you're not charging exorbitant ticket prices either. You're keeping everything sort of, you know, pretty accessible for everybody.
Yeah, I think it's really important to do that. And yeah, you've got to obviously try and cover your costs and all the rest of it. But at the same time, you don't want the prices to be out of control because people can't budget in for that. And, you know, especially after everything, we've all been hit pretty hard with COVID, which has affected so many people financially, amongst other ways it has affected people. But so we've got to keep it affordable as well. So,
Oh, that's so good, man. And like, you've been doing this for, you know, like you say, about 5 years now.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, that's, mate, that's an achievement. That. I think just even doing one festival is an accomplishment in itself, let alone, you know, five or so. So that's, pat on the back for that, man. That's really cool. And like, what are some of the highlight moments that you've experienced as a promoter, like on show day? Like, you know, you talk about seeing people happy and having a good time. Like, what are some of the other highlights that come to mind when you think, when you reflect on this event?
Well, when I was younger, I used to sing in bands. So that was many moons ago. That was, I'm talking when I was like 16, 17, 18, that sort of age. So it was really exciting. It was actually at your festival, not mine, but at Psycho Circus, I think it was.
Yeah.
Chaosis got me to get up on stage with them, which was...
That was fun, man.
Yeah, it was really exciting. And they're playing Moondoll this year, as you would know. So I think there's rumors of me getting on stage with them again. Because they have, anyone who knows them knows they have their hype girls that get up and help hype up the crowd and do their thing. And so Joel from Chaosis asked me to do that at Psycho Circus that time, and that was really cool. So things like that, getting the opportunity to get up there and have a bit of fun and relive my youth.
That's so cool, man.
Do that's a bonus. And that's one of the fun things. But yeah, certainly, again, just being able to get there on the day, all the months and months or possibly even over a year of hard work going into it, and just being able to be there and take a sigh of relief and look around and just enjoy the day and the night, and get to see all the amazing bands that you've put together and get to see people having a good time. It's such a overwhelmingly beautiful and wonderful feeling. So, yeah.
That's awesome, man. That's really cool.
Yeah.
And then obviously, you know, most people sort of, I guess, you know, try and ease into the post-show blues and everything else. But for you, it's a different story because you wake up to three screaming kids.
Yeah.
You know, like a whole lot of, "Mom, I need cereal."
No, well, they'll all be elsewhere for obviously when I'm at Moondoll Festival. So the next morning, at least, I'll get to hopefully sleep in, but they'll be home soon enough. So
fair enough. How's that life for you? Like, you know, you talk about the balancing act of the festival and you know, work life and everything. What's the gratification of three kids for you? Like, what does it mean to you being a mum?
Oh, wow. That's a heavy question. I don't think anyone's ever asked me about being a mum when I'm...
Well, there's always a first time, and this is that time, man.
Yeah, look, being a mum is hard to put into words. I think I did a post recently on Mother's Day where I talked about it, and it's just from that very moment that you know that you're pregnant, to be a mum, and, you know, for me that's happened a few times. It's just an overwhelming sense of instant love for this child that is a part of you, you know, and watching them grow up. You know, I've got a teenager now, which blows my mind, and then my other two that are 11 and 8, I think. Wow. I got that right. They've just all had birthdays. So, and I'm, like I mentioned, I'm a bit tired because I've been doing this crazy thing, putting on a festival and juggling everything. There's not much time for sleep.
No.
But look, watching them grow every year is just a beautiful thing as well. And getting to see them go from being young children, who you mentioned earlier, Bob the Builder. My eldest used to love Bob the Builder, and now it's all like Star Wars and computer games and basketball, and
awesome
watching them become yeah, like young adults and just progressing. Every day is a new joy to me. Mm. And at me up the wall and make me want to tear my hair out. And sure. In the same breath, I want to kiss them and hug them. And, yeah. You know, it's yeah. just, it's a beautiful chaos being yeah. a parent.
That's a beautiful answer. I like yeah. that. I really like that. And thanks for answering that. Cause
it's okay.
I don't know, like people, you know, people on these sort of platforms, they tend to just talk about, you know, business and promote this and promote that. But I don't know. I love the idea of just getting into the inspiration, that the driving force that helps you do what you do. And I feel like the being a mum and the love of your three kids and obviously your loving partner as well. I feel like that is such a powerful force behind you that helps drive and motivate you to do what you do today.
It really is, you know, because life is all about balance. And also I want my kids to look at me and go, oh, so yeah, mum's got a full-time job. Yeah, but she's also pursuing something that she loves. And she's, you know, because it's important. And I think I know my kids, obviously, especially my eldest, is talking about what he wants to do when he gets older and all that sort of thing. And he's actually interested in music production and stuff. 100% I will support you in that. I'm like, but you've always got to have two options, darling. You've always got to have two things, because music is a hard industry. Mm-hmm. It's worth it if that's what you want to do, and I'll support you 100%, but have another idea in mind there too, because, you know, and you can do both. You can have a job as well as work in the music world, as well as have a family. You can do everything. You just
It's like you answered so awesomely before. It's all about balance. And and I couldn't agree more. Like, I don't know, there's so many people that are, you know, listeners that I engage with and just people in general in life that I've met. It's they sing a lot of the same stories. It's, you know, I just work so much and blah blah blah, and they're not really happy and content in their lives. And it's like, well, you know, follow something that interests you, you know, and your testament to that, your love of music and what you do has led you down this path where you are providing not only a platform that for something that you love, but for others to love and enjoy as well.
Yeah. And look, it is hard at times finding that balance. And sometimes I have perfectly in balance, and other times it's leaning too far one way or two way the other, or too far the other. Gosh, that's good English. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Too far one way or too far the other way. But but in the end, you can pull it all back into balance, and you've just got to keep doing that. And, you know, sometimes you do have to let things go. So I've had different changes over the years with what I've done work-wise, music-wise, all that sort of stuff, where I have at times bitten off more than I can chew, that sort of thing. And you have to let things go and move on. As you know, for the most part, you've got a good balance going there, then you can do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I love that. I won't hold you up for too much longer, you know.
That's obviously. Okay. Yeah.
It's all good. But I just wanted to ask to you know, just a chance for you to promote obviously the Moondoll Festival.
Yeah.
What sort of acts you mentioned, some of the genres in that you've had and are having. You mentioned the Mighty Chaosis. Who else have you got happening on Moondoll this year?
I'm like honestly equally excited about every single band and artist and everything that I've got on. But I have to mention Ben Eli, because I've been a huge fan of him since I was probably about 14, I think. So Ben Eli, who people would know from Regurgitator and Pan.
Yeah, man.
He is an absolute machine of a musician. Absolutely beautiful human. He is one of the kindest people that I've been blessed to meet, that is someone I've looked up to as a musician since my youth. I actually met him through, he's a customer at the hat shop that I work in. So, cool. So because you Small know world. What music yeah. and hats, man, it's a thing. Like a it, lot of you think thing. About it you yeah, think man. About it, you look at Slash with his top hat, and you know, there's so many musicians over the years
that
have this connection with hats. So anyway, I'm going off on a tangent.
No, go off on a tangent.
But yeah, so really excited to have Ben Eli and his band that are called the Spectres of Light. So he's going to be headlining the Garden Room stage, and then Chaosis are headlining the Heavy Mag stage. So I've tried to split up the two stages with, you know, similar vibes and energies and sounds for each stage. So obviously the Garden Room stage is a little bit more relaxed. The Heavy stage is obviously what it states it is. It's a heavy stage. Yeah. So Ben Eli, absolute musician, he's going to be part of Moondoll this year, which is really exciting. I've got Salt and Steel and Cali Dad, who I'm just equally excited about. Nice. They're both great, super great funky. Yeah. You want to get up and dance. Very interactive with the crowds and just beautiful energies again. Bach, obviously, everyone who loves
the mighty Bach.
Yes, the Bach. How can you not know them if you love metal and, you know, appreciate Australian metal too? So, yeah, so obviously Heavy stage, absolutely destroying it, no doubt. And then I've got a couple of bands from Adelaide that I do want to mention. There's a band called No, 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 No. So it's five no's. Mm-hmm. I think I got that right. Attention, because another thing I do is run a music site, Good Call Live, and I get a lot of press releases and things in my inbox every day. And because I get so many, it's really hard to stay on top of every new band that's messaging me and going, hey, check out my stuff, or every publicist that's going, hey, this is a new band I'm representing. And it's hard to stay on top of it. I do my best, but every comes in that I just go, oh, hang on. I'm excited about this one. So No, 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 No came onto my radar. They did a cover of Good Charlotte's Keep Your Hands Off My Girl.
Awesome.
And it's so, so cool. Am I allowed to swear? I nearly swore.
Of course you can. Yeah, you can swear. That's cool.
It's so fucking cool. It's just, you've got to look it up. So I saw them do that and heard them do that and watched the film clip, and I just went, oh my God, I'm in love with these guys. Who are they? And a thing for me that really appeals when I'm looking for bands to work with in any way is for them to have all your ducks lined up, or they've got to have everything. And these guys do. They've really got their shit together when it comes to being a band, and I'm really impressed by them as a whole package. So I reached out to them. I said, I know it's a long way to come from Adelaide, but I do this thing called Moondoll Festival. Please come and play. And they were like, we would love to. So I'm really, really lucky. And I think they're going to be one of those bands that I'm hoping people are going to see and just, you know, if they haven't heard of them before, and go, holy shit, they're amazing. So No, 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 you got to check them out. Audio Rain are coming from Adelaide as well.
Yeah.
They work with Chris Peters from Heavy Mag. So that was a band that he put me onto. They are just proper good rock and roll, like heavy rock. Like they are very polished. I think their performance live is going to be something else. So I'm excited about them. And then I've got lots and lots of Gold Coast and Sunny Coast bands, all of which I've been a fan of for a really long time. Well, actually, there's some newer ones on there as well. But so there's a young band called Sacred Hearts, which is a three-piece, three amazing women who it's like, I'm going to have a blank, like kind of like Joy Division mixed with The Cure, mixed with Susie and the Banshees, and I don't know, they've just got this whole like gothic about them, and just beautiful harmony.
I like it already.
Yeah. So they are amazing, and one of the younger bands that I think watch. Seraphic, everyone knows if you know the metal scene in Brisbane, you know Seraphic. Who else have I got? There's so many. Dead Yet, huge fan. They're just, I remember when, was it New Globe that used to be in the Valley?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I went there one time and this guy was wearing a shirt that said Dead Yet, and I was like, what's that? And he's like, it's a band, man.
Awesome.
Every Friday from 8 a.m., you can tune in and listen to Freaky Friday. Yep, it's a horror podcast featuring yours truly and
PAL writer extraordinaire, Jake Reddy. You can also listen to us on RAD every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. We bring you the pop culture bullshittery that we do so well. We talk about movies, music, comic books like two good nerds. So, horror on Fridays, pop culture on Saturdays. You know what to do. Tune in, subscribe, hit that notification bell, and tell your friends about it. Stay freaky, and more importantly, stay rad.
It was Shannon, right? Take a breath. Take a breath, girl.
I think that's why we went to commercial, because your head exploded from all the awesomeness.
Did. Yeah, it man. It did. Yeah. And it's so hard to try, and I really want to talk about each of
them. Oh, man, I don't blame you.
But I've got 27 of them.
Proud mom. So, definitely.
Oh, my God. That's exactly what it's like, you know. You really can relate being a mum to doing this sort of thing, because I guess I'm the mum of Moondoll in a way.
Yeah, you are. Definitely.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I got nothing but love for this. It sounds like you've just, I don't know, you've got something that's built on the foundations of love and respect, and you're surrounded by so many like-minded people that are just getting behind it, and I don't know. I just see this thing just growing legs and just going upwards and upwards, man. So
thank you. And that means a lot coming from you too, because I have a lot of respect for you and all that you do.
Thank you. So thank you.
Yeah. And all the successful shows that you've put on that have been amazing. So
no, thank you.
Yeah.
So I won't hold you up for too much longer, obviously.
That's okay. Yeah.
But I did want to ask before we go, you know, what's on the horizon for you? Like after this, like, do you want to continue and seeing how far you can take Moondoll, or do you have, you know, other aspirations on top of that to follow and pursue?
Yeah, look, absolutely. I would like Moondoll to continue every year. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I've mentioned before, we talked about different challenges and things, so we'll see how it goes from year to year, but I certainly don't want it to ever stop. I definitely want to keep putting on gigs.
Yeah.
And Moondoll Festival is one that I'd like to continue doing, so I'm really hoping that every year I'll be able to put that on and be in a position to do so. So, yeah, absolutely. I guess there's lots of other things that I want to do in the music side of things, but I have to be careful not take more than I can handle. I do have a little podcast myself, which my friend Jake and I started together a while ago, and then it got very basically put on hold because COVID just kept interrupting. We'd go to record things and we couldn't, and it was just and then him juggling his work and mine and blah blah blah. So we're hoping though after Moondoll to get the podcast up and running again, so that's something we want to do. And that's another way of supporting and showcasing creative people,
it is,
you know, and people in the music world, yeah, as you would know.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I mean, this is the thing, you know, like people often ask, about doing podcasts. It's like, well, it honestly isn't rocket science, and you don't need expensive studio space and everything. I mean, obviously, you know, if you want to, you know, go for the big professional quality, you know, invest in it and all the rest. But I mean, you can do it easy enough from the comfort of your own home and your own mobile phone even, you know, there's not really much to it. So I think it's really about having the content and, you know, the right idea that you want to convey across to the listening public.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, our podcast is called Music for the Mind, and it's all about music and spiritualism and things like that. So, and it's about how sound, not just music, but sound vibrations and even just listening to the ocean and the birds chirping in the trees. And like sound is just such a beautiful and important thing. And even those who can't hear can still feel its vibrations. And it's like this amazing healing thing on that we are also blessed to have. So that our podcast is, it's music, but it's a different side to it, I guess. So that's something I'd like to get back into. Hopefully, we'll see how that goes. Time factored in, you know.
Yeah, I really like that, man. I don't know. Just listening to you talk about that just made me sort of just reflect back on once upon a time on the Gold Coast, you know, many moons ago, and you know, just listening to a lot of Jane's Addiction on the beach, and you know, perfect. Summertime Rolls, man. It's like that every time I see the ocean, I hear Summertime Rolls playing in my head, man. And
that's perfect. Yeah. So exactly.
I'm fascinated by the spiritual aspect of what you do as well. So
yeah, well, we have to get you on the podcast then.
Yeah,
when we...
man. Yeah. So
and
so,
actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. No. You go. You
I was
go.
Just going to say, coming back to plugging Moondog, because I definitely should do that. And talking about the spiritual side of things, we are having a special thing this year. Basically, the whole festival is being opened by a very special person to me. He's actually family. He's my cousin. His name is Corey. He's going to do an acknowledgement of country for us. And
that's so
then.
Cool.
Yeah, and he's going to play the didge as well. Yeah. And he's also going to tell us some yarns and some stories about the moon and how it's connected to our people. So that's really exciting because Moondol, you know, he said, you know what, I'm going to talk about the moon, cuz. And I said, that is perfect.
Yeah.
So great. We've got him opening the whole event. So I'm hoping people get there early and don't miss that. And then we've got my beautiful friend Tina. You might know Tina Summers.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's part of the music scene. I'm sure she's been at all your gigs and things. Yeah. I know that because that's her vibe too.
Cool, cool.
But she is also a yoga teacher, and she does she uses crystal sound bowls.
Oh, wow.
So again, with what we were talking about with sound energies and vibrations, she's going to do a performance. So after Corey has done what he's doing, which will be amazing, then Tina's coming onto the stage with her crystal sound bowls, and she's going to do a blessing of the space. So it's incorporating my beliefs in the music and sound and spiritual energies and things as well. So that's something really different, not something you'd see at a festival all the time.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, so that's sort of how things are going to kick off. The day is going to start off really gently with some beautiful respect of the area and of the land and of music. And then from there, move on into all the other amazing things we've got going on. I've also got some performance artists or like roaming performers going around.
Cool.
So they're going to be doing things with LED lights and all sorts of stuff when it gets dark later at night. And then through the day, we've got all sorts of big bubble blowing things going on.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
It's going to be a real feast for the senses. So, so sound, sight, just energies, everything. I'm getting shivers just talking about
man.
It.
It sounds really exciting, man. It's man. I'm getting some really good vibes from this, and I think I think people should get behind it. And I'll post a link in the description box, obviously, and all relevant links to what you do as well. And obviously, how people can get tickets to the Moondol Festival happening June 4th.
Yeah, Saturday, June 4th at the Mansfield Tavern.
Yeah, it's going to be so cool, man. And hopefully the stars align. A magnificent day for you. Huge success, no doubt.
Bless. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Your support and your time. Sorry if I've rambled a bit. I'm very tired. So
No, it's fine. It's fine. Actually, lastly, I have one more question for you.
Sure, yeah.
Before we go, I would love to know if you have any advice for anyone listening out there that has aspirations in music, whether it be being a performer or a promoter, more importantly, and especially whether they're male or female, doesn't matter, because I believe in equality. I'd love to know if you have any advice for them.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess in relation to advice for being a promoter, just where do I start with this?
We'll go with the short version.
I don't do short versions. I think we've established that.
That's fine. I do a podcast with a guy that gives lengthy descriptions in our episodes all the time, so I'm used to it.
Oh man, there's just lots. There's too many tabs open in my brain. That's how I put it. So,
that's cool.
But if you want to be a promoter, just basically don't think that it's going to be a walk in the park. Don't think that it's going to be easy, because it's not. Let's be honest here. that doesn't mean that it's not thoroughly enjoyable and amazing and wonderful and that you shouldn't do it. You should definitely do it, but be prepared to work hard. If you want your events to be a success, you need to understand how social media works. You need to understand how to market yourself. You need to have a good network of people working with you. Like we mentioned before, I'm very blessed to have a really good creative bunch of souls around me. So yeah, you have to establish a good team. You have to be willing to work hard. You have to know how to promote yourself. I think it's really important to promote things professionally, even if you're going for, you know, an energy that's a bit more, you know, where you're being a bit of a rat bag or like you can still use slang and things like that, but you don't want to go over the top and use too many swears or have spelling errors. And that sort of thing really grinds my gears. So
yeah.
I think you have to be professional in your approach if you're going to succeed as a promoter. I think that's really important. And I think one of the biggest things too is to be kind.
Absolutely.
I've worked with various festivals and promoters and all sorts of things over the years, and even back when I was much younger doing bits of things here and there, and you do experience some unkindness and some competitiveness and things like that. And honestly, if you're a good person, if you put good out there, you're going to get it back. So be a good person. Be a good promoter. Don't be a shit one.
Yeah, I really like that, man. That's a perfect space for us to wrap up on, man. That's I love it, man. That's, yeah, perfectly said, man.
Thank you. We've
talked about quite a fair bit here. I really enjoyed this episode, Shannon. And, man, thank you so much for sharing your happy days with me. This has been a tremendous honor and a privilege to talk to you about not only being an awesome promoter, but also being an awesome mum and, you know, juggling it all like a boss.
Thank you so much. And it really is happy days. That is, what I'm doing makes me happy. So everyone should do more of that, more of what makes them happy.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, good luck and all the best. And, look forward to hearing some happy reports about Happy Day, about the Moondoll Festival. And
I hope you can be there.
So do I, man.
Yeah.
keep kicking those goals, dude.
Thank you so much. And you too.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll talk soon.
For sure. Thanks so much for your time, Jesse. It's been an absolute pleasure and an honor.
Anytime, man.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
And that wraps up my chat with Shannon Lee Sloan of the Moondoll Festival. Big thanks to Shannon for taking the time to share her happy days with me, as well as talking about the Moondoll Festival and wearing hats, as well as being an awesome mum. What an awesome episode that was. And I hope you learned a thing or two from it and got a bit of motivation and inspiration from it. That's why we do happy days. Thanks again to Shannon, and thanks to each and every single one of you that took the time to listen to this episode, proudly brought to you by my very own Freak Productions. If you haven't already checked it out, go to www.freekproductions.com, support the cause, leave a donation, or just leave a crisp high five, literally. If you haven't got your tickets for the Moondoll Festival, do it. The link is in the description box. And hopefully we'll see you back again next year as well, bigger and stronger, and just grow from strength to strength. That is the kind of thing I love seeing people do, just excel and just get bigger and better. And I believe in Shannon. I believe in what she's doing, and I think you should too, man. So get behind it. Thanks again for checking out Happy Days. If you haven't done it already, hit that subscribe button. Go that one step further and ring the notification bell. If you want, I'd love your reviews. Reviews help make the world go round and helps other people find this show. So I'd really love that if you could do that for me. That'd be great. Tune in next week, please. I'd love to have you back. No doubt we're going to have another awesome episode. I love doing this show because, man, every week I speak to someone fascinating and interesting and inspiring, and man, nothing appeases me more than, I don't know, just these conversations where we can just nurture and exponentially inspire each other. And seeing that rub off onto the people that listen to the show as well, man, I think we're kicking goals together, people. So, have yourselves a happy week. Make it a positive one. Set some goals and go kick the shit out of them. And I look forward to having you back here for the next episode. Tell your friends about the show. Be happy. And thanks for listening to Happy Days. You've been awesome. I've been Jesse.